Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Get ready to gamble in Jamaica as first casino to open at Princess Resorts. The $400 million Princess Resorts with 1,005 rooms and several overwater suites will add another dimension to Jamaica's tourism industry next year with the development of the country's first casino since licensing legislation was approved in June 2010, following the enactment of the Casino Gaming Act in March that year. Making the announcement at the official opening of Princess Grand Jamaica and Princess Senses the Mangrove on December 12, 2024, Managing Director Enrico Pezzoli said these two resorts promise to elevate Jamaica's all-inclusive experience and draw more tourists to our shores than ever before. He went on to announce that Princess is proud to be the first in Jamaica to offer a full-service style casino where guests can enjoy a state-of-the-art gaming lounge and at the same time world-class food and beverage. Construction has already started, and we are planning to open our casino by the fourth quarter of 2025. Mr. Pezzoli also disclosed that in its first week of operation, the rating platform TripAdvisor has positioned Princess Grand Jamaica at number 2 in Jamaica. The current staff complement of 1,400 will be increased to 1,700 when the resort is in full capacity in a few weeks. Prime Minister Dr. The Most Honorable Andrew Holness and Minister of Tourism, Hon. Edmund Bartlett led in cutting the ribbon signifying the official opening. In his remarks, Prime Minister Holness described the resort as one of the most beautiful hotels that I have seen. The fact that every room has a view of the sea is a major selling point with the architects having done an amazing job. I also want to commend the workmen who have put their labor into this, many of them are from this parish and all over Jamaica. And I want to acknowledge their work in this achievement, he said. Minister Bartlett welcomed the announcement of the first casino and lauded the owner of Princess Hotels and Resorts, Roberto Cabrera Plana, and his family on the great investment that they have made here in Jamaica. Attributing this and other developments slated in tourism to the fact that Jamaica had achieved stability, the Prime Minister underscored that Jamaica needed to pivot with speed and efficiency in improving infrastructure to support this amazing investment, and most importantly, to ensure that the people of Jamaica benefit from the stability. Prime Minister Holness also reaffirmed his commitment to getting the Hopewell Bypass and Lucia Bypass done, making the investment in fixing the town of Lucia with its potential as a tourist attraction. We have already started the plans. We already have the alignment for the bypass and in the next budget we will be making allocations to begin, he assured. We are going to create the best tourism corridor in the Caribbean when we have completed that bypass from Montego Bay straight through to Negril, he promised, while also stating, we have some excellent plans for Negril, including a new airport, including two parks, one will be a beach park and one will be an eco park. The Prime Minister also announced an intention to declare Negril a special investment area to recreate the whole energy in Negril, to get back Negril as the pulse of tourism. Seen in image, Prime Minister, Dr. The Most Honorable Andrew Holness, 4th left, leads in cutting the ribbon signifying the official opening of Princess Hotels and Resorts in Green Island, Hanover, Jamaica, on Thursday, December 12, 2024. He is flanked on the left by Minister of Tourism, Hon. Edmund Bartlett and, right, by Managing Director of Princess Hotels and Resorts Jamaica, Enrico Pezzoli. Among the other participants in the ceremony were Mayor of Lucia, Councillor Sheridan Samuels, 3rd left, and Dr. Wycombe McNeil, 4th left, representing opposition leader Mark Golding. Image courtesy of Jamaica MOT. iTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.